Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes. I'm from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Yeah, and today we have Michael Murrow with us today.
Yes, we do.
Michael, our resident landscape designer and plant expert. Welcome,
hello.
Michael.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thank you.
We didn't scare you off after the first time.
And I didn't scare you off.
And Michael's sitting here. He's got a straw hat on. He's got big boots. You know, it looks like
this isn't gardening with Cisco.
What? Right.
Are you on the wrong show? What's wrong with you? We got a whole other kind of class act going on over here.
A visual picture of our garden.
Yeah, I know, but you're making him sound like Cisco.
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Do you know why farmers have green thumbs?
I don't even want to guess.
I don't.
Well, I'll tell you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually resting my thumbs in my armpits. There, just for our radio listeners. That's an old.
Well,
joke.
I know what to get you for Christmas now. Soap.
Yeah, there you go.
God, that's okay.
So Michael,
I learned something new.
There you go. So here we are. It's December, almost Christmas, counting down here, a week away.
It's this weekend.
And it's coming up.
Weekend.
I know. Oh my gosh! And
unbelievable.
I know.
You know. So the leaves are all off the trees. It was blowing like the devil this morning. You know.
Oh,
got
I know.
Storms and rain.
My dog
and
was
hail
going crazy chasing the leaves
else.
On the ground.
So, what do we plant? What do we do right now? What should we do this time?
Do
of
we
year?
Even touch our soil because it's so soggy right now?
There are some things that you can plant. And for instance, Lenten rose, also known as hellebore, is blooming right now.
It's not hellebore. It's actually quite fabulous.
Well, especially because there's so many different varieties with different colors of foliage and flowers. They're actually in the nurseries right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
They actually are they blooming or they're just showing them as they're kind
blooming.
Of... Oh,
you
really?
Very few things available. Now you can buy them and plant them.
Okay.
I mean, not on a day if it's frozen solid.
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay, so I have to say, so a hellebore, am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Hellebora or hellebore?
It's hellebore.
Or helleborus.
And scientific name, botanical name, helleborus.
Oh, helleborus. Mm.
Just in case you wanted to
got
know.
It. Okay. Yeah. Well, in the case of the helleborus, we don't want to hellebore anyone else.
No.
But I had never heard of them until I moved to the Northwest. Are they a real specific plant to the Northwest?
They love our climate. And there are...
Are they from here, though? Like rhododendron?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to have to research that and get back to you.
Okay. It stumped the landscaper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe their origin is Asia.
Okay. Okay. They just happen to love our climate.
And they love our climate.
And why is that? Because they bloom in the dark?
Well, they like temperate.
Okay. Well, that would be us.
And they love a woodland kind of setting.
That would be us.
Rich soil.
Yeah.
They're actually
that would be us.
Pretty tough as nails.
Also like us?
Exactly.
Okay.
Doesn't get too cold.
I'm liking this plant more and more.
Warm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What about?
That's definitely a perfect Seattleite. It is like the perfect Seattle plant.
It is.
I know it
is. There's so many different kinds.
Yep. And they're beautiful.
There
so
is.
Let's spell hellebora just so
it's
people know.
H-E-L-L-E.
O.
Is
it?
B-R-E.
Is it hello?
I'm trying to visualize
I think it's H-E-L-L-E-B-O-R-E. I don't know. It's one of my favorite plants.
It's right. You've got it right.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just go into the nursery, you say, I want a hellebore.
They should. Yeah, the nursery will know, but if you didn't know about them beforehand.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
It was my birthday yesterday, so I can be a little...
You weren't helleboring on your birthday?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No,
you had a good time?
No, yes.
What plant would you say you feel like today?
I feel like a fern.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay. That explains why you're wearing green. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good, right. Good.
So, go ahead.
Okay, so...
So I'm don't ask me to spell anything out.
All right. we'll try and be good about that. I have these bushy plants at my house, so they're green. So do you know what those are? No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
This time of year, They have tiny, tiny little flowers, and they bloom, and it smells fantastic. A Cataniaster? Is that it?
It might be Osmeria burkwoodii.
Say that again. Osmeria
burkwoodii.
Osmeria burkwoodii. Okay.
Because those aren't blooming right now.
Well, it's like, I guess it's almost like January, February. It's in the winter.
Oh, so probably Sweetbox, Sarcococca.
Sarcococca, that's it.
Humulus. Yeah.
There we go,
oh,
Sarcococca.
Wow. Okay, that, for our listeners, yeah, are they?
Great plant for to have anywhere near an entrance.
Oh,
because the smell just kind of wafts in the air.
You walk in, and it can be dark, and it's winter, and they just smell fantastic.
And they're about...
And they're blooming now?
Late January, February, early. Yeah.
See, that's one of the other things I love about our area is that because we're temperate, you can still... if I'm back in the Midwest right now... There is nothing going on in terms of plants.
Just snow, covered with
snow. Well, it's just cold and everything gets frosted and kills things off and, you know, that kind of thing. So there's not a lot going on until the spring. Now, the spring can be fantastic, but it's just really stark during
the
winter.
That whole corn thing going where you're from.
And wheat. Pretty cool. And other things, yeah, sorghum and you name it. But here, like, you know, what you're describing, and I need to look that plant up because I'm sure I probably could recognize it visually, but I don't know the names you're calling out.
Mm. It's beautiful.
But
it's
like crocus, in February, we start getting crocus.
Well, you get snowdrops.
Yeah, those are also very nice.
January. Mm-hmm. That's your first bulb.
Yeah.
And then you go to crocus and... Then you go into your daffodils and narcissus, and then tulips.
Narcissus. That's like the really rude flower?
Say that three times real
Just
fast.
They're very self-absorbed.
Very self-absorbed. So,
okay, it's all about them.
So if I'm planning my whole sort of bulb schedule.
You're a little late.
I'm a little late, right?
Get on it.
Is there anything I can do at this time?
You can actually still plant bulbs.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually, yes, you can. They're still available. It's late, but if you get them right in before January, you should still be fine.
Got a chance.
So if you feel like digging in the next week.
Exactly.
Get on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I have a bunch of crocuses in my car.
Yeah.
For instance, that were for a client and they got delayed and shipped all over the country. And we're going to get them in and they're going to be beautiful.
Nice.
Are they going to be sad little crocus though?
Oh, no.
They won't croak?
No. I think they're going to be very happy.
Okay.
And they're all white,
which
is a nice color for this time of year and spring. Looks great with foliage, bright, cheerful.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
something
absolutely.
That kind of pops in the flower bed.
You can put it with your Sarcococca.
I could? Oh, cool.
So. What is the Sarcococca? Is there like a street name?
It's green bushy thing.
Sweetbox.
That means nothing. Is it a ground cover?
It's a low shrub. So it's probably 18 inches tall.
Yeah.
It doesn't grow fast, but if it's
wow,
happy,
when you look up Sweetbox, it brings up all kinds of
yeah. You probably don't want to do that on the company laptop there. Yeah.
Okay, it's my company. So it's my laptop.
Sarcococca.
No, and they've got like small leaves. I don't know the size of a
shiny,
quarter. Real shiny. Yeah.
It's
dark
a great
green.
Plant. They don't like sun though.
Mm.
They like
oh
again, more
now
of a
I see
woodland.
It. Okay, so Sarcococca.
Right.
It's one of my favorite plant names.
Russifolia.
Sarcococca hookerana.
And I found a Sarcococca russifolia. What? Oh, if you just put that nice Sarcococca, you know.
Sarcococca.
It's very melodious.
It is.
Sounds like an Italian
and
pasta
russifolia
dish.
There's a whole bunch of different.
There you go. Yeah.
Russifolia is one in the family that gets bigger than, I don't know which one you have.
Yeah, it's pretty, they're pretty
so
tall.
You've got
they're probably 3 feet, about 3 feet tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, but the flowers are just tiny on them.
Small.
So you walk by and it's like, where is that smell coming from?
Wafting.
Yeah.
It's a good smell.
I know. You're just giving me so many openings today. Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. This is why I have a hard time holding back. You just... open these deliveries for me. But anyway,
honeysuckle. Okay. Smells like honeysuckle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, it's really
sweet.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, so we're going off on all kinds of little tangents here because you just jumped right on into it. But okay, so we've already talked a little bit about bulbs and a little bit of timing, but one of the reasons we wanted to have Michael on at this time of year is because, first of all, I know you're not always a fan of the Northwest Flower and Garden Show, but...
Oh, I never said that.
Okay. Sure. But...
Just for the record.
Okay. All right. I know it's not the end all be all, though. But the whole point was, you know, that comes up in like February, right? Because I've got my press pass for that.
It comes really fast.
Yes. So I've got my press pass. We're probably going to do some Facebook Live, you know, remote stuff. I don't know. Maybe you should go with me and we could do a little remote
I
thing together.
So.
That would be fun.
That would be good.
Yeah, let's do that.
Last year we did it after.
Yeah, we did it afterwards. So we can go with my press pass and stuff and do that. But the whole point of the show being at that time of year is that this is, as a person who's an avid gardener myself, this is the perfect time of year to be planning. It's time to, like, when it's dreary and dark and you can bring all your books out, you can start doing your planning.
Right.
And one of the things that I think we're probably going to have to do this into the next segment, but for me, it was important that, you know, as we keep seeing our real estate industry continuing to be so hot, contractors of all types are booked to the gills.
They are.
And so if you're even remotely thinking of trying to do something this next year, whether it's prepping your home for sale and you want to build out some curb appeal, or you've just bought a home and you want to start preparing it so that you can really enjoy the outdoor living space, you know, this summer, this is really the time to start beginning your planning, looking at your books, and maybe reaching out to someone like you, Michael.
Absolutely.
To start getting on someone's calendar.
Because if you wait till the first couple of nice days in spring and then pick up the phone,
too late.
You're not going to have a garden till fall.
Yeah.
I have a couple clients. We've finished design. They want to be first on the list for spring. And they will be because they've planned ahead.
Exactly. So I think it's always very, very important that people make sure that they plan well enough in advance so that they can get the maximum benefit out of what they're trying to accomplish. And that's exactly why you're here today.
Enjoy it this summer.
Yeah, because if you're going to spend all that kind of money on it, you might as well at least get some immediate use out of it.
Yeah.
Although, you know, granted, if you plan it right, you can use it all year round.
And it's a long-term investment.
Yeah, it's a long-term
thing. Sure, but yeah, get it in and enjoy it, you know, during the growing season.
Yeah.
When we come back, more with Michael Murrow, but call us if you've got questions for Michael. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. Stay tuned for more Open House at Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.